With the excessive hand sanitizing that extends to clutching a Clorox wipe as I do my quick shopping runs, my hands have started to get excessively dry. I don't normally use hand lotion, so I pulled out an older lotion that I had bought on a whim when I was in Germany 2 years ago. The scent is sea buckthorn, not a terribly common ingredient here, but one that reminded me of my Amma, my grandmother, when I stood in front of the brands I didn't recognize in the store. She had passed almost 2 years previously, and it was the first time going back to our family home without her. Fortunately and unfortunately, my grandfather had changed nothing in the home, and it felt a bit like a tomb. It also felt like she would come around the corner at any minute. The first time I visited them by myself, when I turned 18, my grandparents had taken me to a specific cafe that made nearly everything with the sea buckthorn flavoring, including the afternoon cake. She remarked how much she loved the scent. On the way out, I noticed a velvet cap bottle of sea buckthorn liquor specifically made for adding into tea. I did not drink tea. I did not drink alcohol. And while I was not aiming to be a tea drinker, I was, however, happy to be of age somewhere where I could buy alcohol. So I bought it anyway. The small bottle still sits in my kitchen as a reminder of that trip and of my Amma. It's strange to buy an item based on how someone you love may have liked it, and how you hope that purchase could pull you closer to them. My mom, who lives with me in an attached apartment, who hasn't left our little compound since early March, remarked during a walk that she was glad that neither of her parents had needed to deal with this new shift of the world. It would have been too much. My grandfather passed late last year in his 80s. The family home is being sold. My grandmother was 3 when World War II started. During the walk, my mom said she remembered what it was like not to actually have food. We then speculated how just that scarring may have stimulated a desire to eat, which ultimately brought about some habits that resulted in her being overweight, and those led to diseases that ultimately ended her life. During quarantine, I've gained weight due to stress drinking and stress eating. Unfortunately, the memes come from Thorns of Truth. My face is curved more into a circle, and I catch glimpses of her in the echoes of genetics. And yet, it's the stashing of food that I feel pulls me closer to her too. While I wouldn't say my grandparents were food hoarders, they had a pantry that still feels magical in my memory. It was nearly as big as my own normal-sized kitchen now, with deep shelves filled with shelf-stable milk, rows of self-canned fruits, and 2 large freezers. She would tell me when I was little that it was a space for when she found good specials and bought extras. But the place had no frills. It was down in the basement. It had a slight scent of earth. I look back and I wonder how much that space was a place for her to fend off memories of something she had experienced, of something she rationally thought might return. I can work off the quarantine weight with time, what I think about what scars will be embedded in me and embedded in society from this time. What habits will remain? Will we continue to have the patience to find endurance, hidden deep down, tucked away with the scent of earth? From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.